Church, say amen. It's good to be back this afternoon. It's good to be here with you all. It's been a long day, a busy day for the brothers, I know for sure, and we're grateful to have those who are back this afternoon. Amen. It's good to see those who may be visiting with us. We thank you for visiting with us. We pray, if you're not a member of the Church of Christ, that you will believe that Jesus died for you, suffered for you. Without enough to believe that, to repent of your sins, confess Jesus to be the Son of God, then be baptized for remission or the forgiveness of your sins, and the Lord then will add you to the true church, the only church, the Church of Christ. Talk about Wednesday night, God's love. And then tonight, this afternoon for a few minutes, talk about the God of love and peace. And I really want to focus on the peace of God, the peace. As Christians, it's kind of how it's got to look. You know, and God, you got to be at peace with God. To get peace from God, which is the peace of God, the peace that belongs to only to God, can come to you. And then others looking on, seeing you, this peace that comes from God is past understanding. That makes sense? Bo said no. When someone see you at peace with God, they don't understand. They can't see why you can be at peace when things are so terrible in your life. Because of you, because you're receiving a peace that man cannot give you. So when this is the Christian, this only applies to a Christian. This is why Christians should never take their life, because they're at peace with God. This only applies to Christians. This is not the world's peace. And so the Bible talks about, let's look at the higher, and I want to just point out three things that, number one, Christians are at peace. A peace that's non-warring, as we talked about this morning, like, I shouldn't be in a fight as a Christian. We should be in mutual harmony and freedom from worrying or anxiety. This is the type of peace that comes from God. When you relationship with God, you have peace with Him, then this peace from Him comes to you. And this should be what? Now, if I'm at peace with God, number one, I can be at peace with all men. The Bible says in Luke chapter 2 and the verse number 14, we'll give a few scriptures this evening, the lesson will be yours. Glory to God in the highest and on earth, peace. From a baby, Jesus was known as the Prince of Peace. He came to bring peace and goodwill toward men. Man. In Hebrews chapter 12, watch this now. And the verse number 14, the Bible says, follow peace with all men. Y'all see that? And holiness. Now watch what he says. Without which
no man shall see
the Lord. No man can see the Lord. So here's how peace with God looks. Here's how peace, when one is not at peace with God, here is how that look, is that you are separated with God with no peace, no comfort can come to you from God because of sin. So if you're in an argument or you're at odds with another person, you can be separated from God because you're not at peace. And the peace God is talking about is a peace that represents Him. He's the God of peace. He's the God of love and the God of peace. And as I talk about Wednesday night and again this morning, how Jesus says, yeah, you are my disciples, if you, the new commandment I give is that you love one another, because God is love. You can't say you're a child of God and love a brother. I hate a brother. You got to love God, and you love God, and you love your brother. Now, therefore, I'm at peace with people I'm in love with. Amen. Y'all see what I'm saying? And so in Romans chapter 12, it's going to be difficult at times, but in Romans chapter 12, Paul says it like this in verse number 18. If it be possible, I mean, what's in your control? What's in your control, as much as lied in you, live
peaceably.
Live. How?
Peaceably
with all men. Live peaceably with all men. Now, we can be at war with our eyes. We can be at war with our tongues. We can be at war with silence, which means we stop speaking or we start giving folk eyes. You are not at peace with that individual, and we are to be at peace with all men. And James chapter 3, and get them verse number 13. Listen to this. In James chapter 3 and verse 17, and the only reason a person can't do this is because they're not at peace with God. Listen to what he says here in James 3:13. Notice what he says.
But the wisdom that is from above is first pure. Then peaceable.
Gentle.
And easy to be entreated.
Full of mercy and good fruit. Read.
Without partiality and without hypocrisy.
Notice what he said. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. That's Christian. If you reap what you sow. If you sow a fight, you get a fight. You sow peace, you get peace. Brother, sister, God is making it clear. I expect my children to love everybody, even the enemy, not to hit them back, not to fight back. Vengeance belong to me, said the Lord. I am the God of love, and I am the God of peace, and you can't be my child unless you get those two right.
Amen.
Hebrew writer said, without which no man will see God's face. That is a serious statement. Amen. And so how do we be? We got to be at peace with everyone among the brothers, the church. Listen to the Bible. Says, Romans chapter 14 and verse 9. Romans 14, verse 9. He said, let us therefore follow out the things which make for what? Peace. Let us, he's talking to the church of Christ in Rome. He said, let us, I got to read it tonight. I'm about to do it all. You'll make me work all day. 14:9. What did it say? 19.
Okay.
Yeah. Appreciate that.
Let us therefore follow after.
I'm just trying to let him catch up with me. He's going to leave me out there. I'm going to call Desiree on you. Make for peace. Let us therefore follow after the things we make for
peace.
Make for what, y'all?
Peace.
And the things which make edified. No one is edified or encouraged when people are not at peace. That's why the church has to stay at rest. And, you know, when homes are at rest, when people are at peace, things are just much better when you're at peace, isn't it? In 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse number 43. But the Bible talks about in 1 Corinthians 14:43, for God is not the author of what?
Confusion.
But of peace. God is of peace. It's a peace that belongs to him and as in
notice all it, churches
not
of the
some churches, but all the churches of the saints. What is that? All churches of Christ should be at peace. Amen. That's what he's saying. And then Colossians chapter 3 and the verse number 12. The Colossians 3:12, the Bible says, put on therefore as the elect of God, holy
and beloved,
bowels of mercy, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness,
long-suffering,
forbearing one another, putting up with one another,
and forgiving one another.
Notice what he said. We put up with each other, we forgive one another. If any man have a quarrel
against
he
want
to fight. Even as Christ forgave you,
so also do ye.
You know nothing they do so bad you can't forgive them. And above all these,
put on
love. There love is again. The love of God, the God of love and peace, which is bond of perfectness. And let.
The peace of God.
The peace. So there it is again. The love and the peace go together. Brother, if we can't do this, we can't get to heaven. We got to learn to love, and we got to learn to be at peace, because the peace of God rules, controls our hearts, which is our mind, to the which also you're called in one body. Be ye thankful. Now, Christian, so the peace I'm talking about causes us to be at peace with all men, it also calls the peace, be at peace and in the church with all brothers in the church. Amen. That's what we got. That's how, that's the new commandment, is that we love one another like Christ loved us. Now, and he gives peace to the inward people. When we're going through things, God gives us peace. Look at John chapter 14 and the verses number 27. John 14, 27. Listen what Pete, and then we're getting in John 14 now on Sunday mornings, but he's now Jesus is getting ready to leave his disciples. He said, peace I leave with you. I leave with you peace. My peace I give unto you. Not, I don't give you peace like the world gives peace. The world, people say, I'm at peace. I'm doing good. I got a good job and everything. That's worldly peace. This is not peace that because you're getting everything you want in this life. That's not what he's talking about. He's not talking about that type of peace or where you're at peace when you're getting everything. Everything is good for you. Life is going good and you're at peace. Not as the world give it out. Let not your heart be troubled. Neither let it be afraid. Peace comes as a result of our trust in God. Go to Philippians chapter number 4 and verse number 7. Now watch the anxiousness. It's free of anxiety. Notice what it says in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. He says, be careful for nothing. Don't worry. That's what he said. Free of anxiety, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known. Don't be worrying about what's going to happen. You make your request to God and the peace of God, there it is right there. He's saying, here comes peace from God down the pipe. Going, you had peace with God. Peace comes. He said, don't be worried. Don't be careful. Be careful but nothing. Don't be anxious. He said, but everything you do, what you do is pray to God and you pray for your supplies. You pray with thanksgiving. Pray because you can request it. Pray knowing God will hear you. And then the peace of God will come and that peace will get you through whatever storm you're going through. Amen, somebody. Now, and he says that now, this peace is an inward peace. It's a peace that comes within us that we are okay no matter what the outward exterior situations are or the circumstances surrounding our life because I'm at peace inside. That's why I ain't going to blow my brains out. Because I'm at peace, I'm okay. I'm all right. That was last Sunday, how we got the comforter. That's the difference between the people of the world. This peace do not belong to people in the world. They can't have it because they don't have the comforter. The comforter is Jesus of the Holy Spirit. You got to have the Holy Spirit in order to receive this peace I'm talking about tonight. This is a spiritual blessing only belonging to the children who are sealed by the Holy Spirit, Ephesians chapter 1 and the verse 9. This is a powerful form of peace. This is God's form of peace. And what he said, God will take care of us, and he said it results in being content no matter what state you're in. Listen to it in Philippians chapter 4 and the verses number 11. Paul said it like this: not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned.
And whatsoever state, no matter what
state I am,
therewith to be content.
Yeah, what? This peace remains, allows us to be content no matter what state or what situation we're in. Amen. God will take care of us. Amen. He'll take care of us. He'll take care of us when we're sick. He take care of us when we're good. He take care of our finances. He take care of our food. He take care of our clothes. God is in control and not us. And when we know God in control, there's not a reason to fret. Amen. God takes care of his children. Hebrews chapter 13 and the verses number 5. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. He said, let your conversation be without covetousness. Don't be wanting everything. And be content with such things as you have. For he has said, I will never
leave thee.
I will never leave you. I'm there with you. I got you.
Nor forsake thee.
And I will never forsake you. So when I got my mind right, I'm at peace with God. I got this peace coming down from God. I got this peace with God. I'm at peace. And peace belongs to God. And God is there to give us peace. Now, he gives us upward peace, the third point. It's that vertical peace. And they say, if I got the peace vertically, then I'm going to have a horizontal peace, which means I can be at peace with God and peace with my brother, peace with God and peace with my sister. If I'm not at peace with God, but I'm not at peace with my sister or my brother, then I'm not at peace with. It goes both ways. Y'all follow me? You can't be at peace with God and angry in a fight with your sister or your brother. You got to be at peace with God. Just like you can't love God and not love them. You can't, that just like that. It goes both ways. You got to have the vertical and the horizontal together. They go like that. It forms a G in a sense. It did look good, didn't it? Like that. That's a G. Pretty good. Just saw that. So when you got that peace, then you got some guidance, right? So we're saying, what are we doing? We're talking about Christian living. Just like this morning we're talking about Christians who get their head on right. They got their head on right. They're at peace and they can love. No matter what's going on, they can love. Yeah, pain come. Pain, life gonna send us pain. You don't have to worry about it. Pain is coming, but you can still remain in love. You can still remain at peace with God. Notice what it says. Here's the true purpose of Jesus coming. Look in Luke chapter 1, verse 79. Luke 1, 79. To give light
to them that sit in darkness.
He said to give light to them. Now he gave the light to get. Notice what he said. To give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death. To guide
our feet into
the way of peace. So the way we maintain this peace is when we follow the word of God. And Jesus came to give us that light, that pathway to peace, that peace that we got, that would guide us all the way into heaven. Listen to him now in verse number Luke chapter 19, verse 38. He said, verse 38, he said, Jesus saying, blessed be the king that cometh in the name of the Lord. Peace in
heaven.
That's that upward peace. Oh, so you got to remain at peace with God in heaven and remain in God. The king came to put us at peace with God in heaven. Listen to how this happened. Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14. Watch this now. Watch this. He said, for he is
our peace.
Our peace. Who's our peace? Jesus Christ is our peace. Notice what he did. He made both one. Broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in the ordinance, for to making himself of twain one man, one new man. So making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one church, one body. Now here's how it all happened. This peace came through the cross. Remember how I talked about this morning, how we as a congregation must be considered a cross-eyed congregation, meaning our focus, the way we serve, the reason we love, the reason we're at peace, and what we preach is cross. We talk cross. We walk cross. We bleed cross. We're cross focused because peace comes through the cross. Salvation comes through the cross. Our relationship comes through the cross. There are no cross, no peace. No cross, no church. No cross, no forgiveness. No cross, no God. Everything is through the cross. That's why we must preach cross. And that's why we must be cross focused. That's why he said, like in Moses' day, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, they lifted up the dead serpent. The snake was killing them. The snake is the devil. He was killing the people. They asked Moses what to do. God told Moses, put a dead serpent on the pole and tell the people, see the pole, look at the pole. When you see the pole, don't look down. Look straight at the pole. And that represented Christ, the dead one on the pole. He died for our sins on the pole. If you keep the eye on the pole, you don't look at the snakes that's biting. That's the people of the world or the people in the church can be the snake. If you take your eye off the cross, then you get bit by the snake. If you keep your eye on the cross, there's no bite. The snake has poison in it. But when you stop looking at cross, the snake can kill you.
Amen. Amen.
No cross, no peace. So what are you saying, bro? Everything we believe, he made preach. He said he's going to reconcile the one body by the cross, having slain the enmity, and came and preached peace
to you
which were far off, to them which were nigh through him.
We both
have access by one spirit
unto the Father.
Here how it all works. Romans 5:1, he says, it's based on a working faith. Let me say, therefore,
being justified by faith,
being declared not guilty because we believe. Faith, you can have a lot of faith in a lot of things, but there's only one faith that'll save you. That's faith in God. Faith is simply a belief system. But our declaration of not being not guilty, declared not guilty, that justified word, justified by the belief, by the faith that we have in God. That's why God said, without faith, it's impossible to please me. So when we're justified and declared not guilty because we've obeyed God, now we have that peace. Notice what he said,
we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ.
That peace with right there. Because we obeyed from the heart, the form of doctrine. We walking by faith. Faith came by hearing and hearing of the word of God. So we have that faith. We have obeyed. We know what we believe. We're keeping now. We're justified by faith. We're declaring our guilt. And that's how we have peace with God. Now, finally, Paul says in 2 Corinthians 13:11, finally, brethren, he leave them with this. Farewell.
Be perfect.
Be mature.
Be of good comfort.
Be of good comfort.
Be of one mind.
This is to us. This is to Christians. This is to the Church of Christ. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind.
Live in peace.
Live how?
In peace.
And so Paul said, what you do is live in peace. And the God of love and peace
shall be with you.
Will be with you. Only when we are living in peace. So let's recap. Let's recap. So all we're saying is this. This is no peace. There is no peace here in this situation here. So when we allow sin to come back into our life as Christians, that's your situation. You cannot be at peace with God. So for those who are not Christian, you got to do this. You got to get the sin out your life in order to get the peace. And now you can be at peace with God. That's the peace right there with. You have peace with God when the sin is out of your life. Now, Christian, when we fall, we got to confess our faults. We got to repent and confess in order to get back, get this peace back, this relationship back. Because we got to confess our faults one to another and pray what? One for another, and then we will receive forgiveness. The first who never been baptized, that person got to get washed in the blood of the Lamb. And this person can only be at peace when they've been washed in the blood. Now, after we become Christian, then this is how we look. This is God. This is you. And God is the helicopter over the parade of your life. He know your birth and he know your death. And you can be at peace right now with God. This is your life. It's on the countdown. And God got you back when you bury. He got you as long as you stay at peace with him. You see that? As long as you have peace with God, no matter what goes on in your life, you will be all right. Now, if you have peace in your life, you're going to be at peace with your brother. You're going to be at peace with God. You'll be at peace with your wife. You'll be at peace with your husband. You'll be at peace with your boyfriend, at peace with your girlfriend. Ain't no reason why to be fussing, no reason to argue, no reason to fight, because we are peaceful people. We are peaceful people. Is that right? We are peaceful people. Is that right? Say it with me. We peaceful. We are peaceful people. We serve the God of peace, and we get peace from God. It's the peace of God, and the peace of God is past understanding. Folk can't say. Folk don't know who we are. Who are we? We are children of God. How do they know? Because we love. By this shall all men know. You are the disciples of Christ. Jesus said that himself. And the other way they know is that we are at peace with God. Amen. We're at peace. I like that. I don't like that. I like that. I like that. I don't like fighting. I don't know about y'all. I don't like fighting. How many of y'all like fighting? Fighting, I hate fighting. I cannot. I don't want to fight with folk. I just don't want to fight with folk. But sometimes you got to let them just beat you up. Because when they beating on you, love radiates. When they beating on you, peace returns. When they beating on you, others looking. Others are looking. People can talk. People can say what they want. But they love because of your love, because of your peace, because of your relationship with God. God says, that's okay. Don't worry. Vengeance. God said, don't sling back, don't swing back, don't spit back. Because you just leave it just like that. They don't know that you my child. This is what I like about God. One thing, when God said, I got your back, he can't lie. Amen. It's impossible for him to lie. And he said, I got you. Get what you believe. God got me. Well, you can spit on me. God got me. You can laugh at me. God got me. You can talk about me. God got me. You can beat me, but God got me. And did God have Jesus? When they beat him, God had him, didn't he? When they slapped him, God had his back. Amen. He could have called 10,000 angels. When they whipped him with the whip, God had him. When they took him, put the crown on his head, God had him. And when they took him to the hill of Calvary, God had him. God had him when he was on the cross. He had his back. He could have rescued him, but he let him go through it. And because he let him through it, he became the Prince of Peace. And the Prince of Peace became our Savior. And because he became our Savior, when he resurrected from the grave, he said, go preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. That shall be saved means shall be at peace. Amen. You can be at peace if you obey God. Amen. And once you obey God, the blood of the cross purchased the church. The church of Christ is a church of peace. It's a church of love. And you become a member of the church of Christ. You should be in love with God and in love with the church and in love with the world. And you stay at peace with all men, if it's possible. When much is lied in you, live peaceably with all men. Good lesson. Good lesson. You know when you're at peace, when you lay down at night and don't worry about dying. But if you're laying down at night and you don't want to die because you know your life ain't right, you are not at peace with God. That's the difference. The difference is the relationship is either whole or is a separation. The separation is sin. But God gives us a way, don't he? For those who are not Christian, number one, you got to hear the gospel and then believe it. Number two, Acts 15:7. You got to hear the word of the gospel, that story I just told. I told it at the beginning of my sermon. I told it in the middle, and I told it again at the end. It's the gospel. It's the cross story, how God loved you and gave his son for you. You have to believe all of that. You have to make a decision to repent that you don't leave without this peace. You don't leave without this contentment you can have. This unwavering faith of yours can hold to God, and you can get through situations because God will be with you. This peace that passes understanding can come with you, come to you if you give your life to him. You confess him to be the Son of God before these people. You will baptize you tonight. Right now, we baptize you, and God will wash away your sins. You will be at peace with God. You came at peace. You came out in a situation where you were not at peace with God. You can leave tonight at peace with God, and then when you get peace with God, you'll get the peace from God and the peace of God, and that peace comes to you and is past understanding for people of the world because they don't know what that kind of peace even feels like. Amen. It's a mind thing. I'm okay with the Lord. As long as I'm okay with the Lord, I'm okay with life because God is in control of life. And what I know is life without God is meaningless. It has no meaning. It's simple. Walking around, grabbing wind. It's a meaningless, futile life. But peace with God is a life with God. And I thank God that we serve the God of love and peace. If you're here tonight, you need to be baptized. Come on down tonight. Let's do it tonight. If you're here tonight, you need prayer as a Christian. We want you to come. I'll hear Jesus standing at your door according to the song. He stands at your door and knock. And he said in the scripture, he said, I come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. He stands at your door. He said, behold, I stand at your door and knock. If any man will open, inviting you to come. I'll come in to your life, sup with you, show you love, and give you peace. What a deal. What a deal. Wouldn't you come as together we stand?